If there's anyone using mail order pharmacy now, knows the name of the pharmacist who filled their prescription. More importantly, does the mail order pharmacist know you or your family? At Adams Drugs, our family has been building relationships with your family for over 58 years. At Adams Drugs, we now offer curbside pickup, and we've been delivering since 1962.
For the location nearest you, visit AdamsDrugs.net.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Hi, this is Chance Inman, President and COO of Jenny King Golf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this, because just like you, we have what it takes.
Why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Oh, let me list the many reasons. Over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost. Yes, I said no extra cost. A functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, kettlebells, battle ropes. Indoor track, computerized strength training system, and a place where everybody knows your name. All this for one price under one roof. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had some really good luck with the weather lately, and that's going to continue for just a little while longer. For tonight, I think we'll be mostly cloudy, but dry and milder. Overnight low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow, still dry, high temperature in the low to mid-80s. Rain chances not zero, but only about 10%. And then on Monday, we'll be in the mid-80s. There's a risk of a shower during the day, but scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely Monday night into Tuesday and Wednesday. High temperatures well up in the 80s. An active weather week ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program, and the divine Miss Connie is on the phone. Hey, Miss Connie.
Hi, hadn't called in a while.
I know, we've been missing you.
But, well, I've been listening, but when you mentioned doing communion on Sunday, I had to call in, because do you know what else that day is?
No.
Okay, Passover starts Wednesday night this year, mm-hmm. and the day after the first weekly Sabbath, during that week, it's a week-long thing, that day, which would be Sunday, following the weekly Sabbath, mm-hmm. is the Feast of First Fruits.
Whoa.
And, you know, Christ is the first fruits, okay? 1 Corinthians 15, that he's the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. And his resurrection is a pledge of our resurrection.
Wow.
And so when you do, you might want to think about the significance when if you do it, because first fruits has just so much meaning. And they would bring the sheaf of the first grain of the harvest, the first grain, the first one sheaf. And that was the first grain of the barley during that season.
Yes, ma'am.
And they would be thanking God for his provision and saying that they trust him to provide for the rest of the year. And so it's like we have hope and we trust Christ for our future.
Yeah, I get it.
And the Seder plate, of course, I have not done Easter since 1996 at all. Because once I saw the beauty and the meaning of God's high days, not the Jewish days. Everyone wants to call them Jewish high days, but they're not. They're God's days. He gave them to
us. Exactly. Yeah.
And what Frank mentioned about the two sticks, you know, the Bible said God had told Israel that he was going to divide them into two, which happened. Israel, the ten tribes, and then Judah. And that they would be separated, which they were. And at the end of time, those two sticks would come back together.
Yeah.
Now, as believers in Yeshua, you are grafted into Israel.
Right.
But there are also physical descendants of the Israelites that are alive today. So we're all mingled as far as Israel goes.
Gotcha.
And we will be brought back. And Judah and Israel will be joined together again.
Cool.
And, but, you know, the Seder, my daughter, I have a daughter in Montana who's kind of upset because she can't really get what she needs for Passover, to, you know, for the Seder plate. And I said, well, don't worry about it. I said, she's got two little girls. And I said, go online, get some pictures of the Seder plate, take it out, you know, print them off, and have the girls color them and explain what each thing means and tell the story.
Right.
And, so... she was like, yeah, she can do that. I managed to get one box of matzah, and that's it.
Wow.
But the matzah, you know, is unleavened bread, and leavening equals sin. So that's the week you're not supposed to have matzah, and you're supposed to get rid of anything with leavening, which I usually just, you know, take it out and put it somewhere. And because you're supposed to clean the sin out.
Right.
And this is a time to really, you know, say, what is the sin in my life? What do I need to clear out?
Wow.
And at the Seder, you have three pieces of matzah in a linen bag.
Mm-hmm.
And the center one is taken out, see if this reminds you of anything. And the Jews don't get it. They do this and they don't get it. But let's see if you get it. Of course, you take the middle piece out and... you hide it. You wrap it in a linen cloth, and you hide it. It stays hidden throughout the Seder.
Uh-huh.
And then the children go and find it. And then they take it, because they have to go and look for it. They have to close their eyes while you hide it. And then it's wrapped in linen. It's hidden. At the end of the Seder, the children go and find them. And when they find it, they go back, like, to their parents and say, well, what will you give me for this? In other words, how do you redeem this? And the parent gives them, you know, a quarter or whatever.
Yeah.
And and then that is eaten. That's the last thing you eat at the Seder, and that is the dessert.
How about that? That's great.
So there is so much meaning, like, and I'm like, and there's a whole lot more. I'll try to send you maybe some what each thing stands for and all, but they celebrate, they don't get it.
Gotcha. So is this something we need to be trying to do or not?
For salvation, no, but, you know, God did say keep his commandments. I don't know. The thing is, Easter, I mean, eggs, Easter bunnies, just garbage. Same with Christmas and Santa Claus and garbage.
I agree.
But once you have done this, once you have seen the symbolism and you see Yeshua in this and every festival, you see him. It's amazing how every single thing, it's like, oh my goodness, so he was the first fruits and we celebrate the first fruit, you know.
Wow.
And so we're celebrating his resurrection, so I guess the Christians actually doing it the right day,
right.
But not necessarily, because it has to come during that week of Passover. Could be.
Gotcha.
the first fruits. But once you do it, it's like you can't go back to the pagan stuff. You just can't.
That's good. That's a good thing.
And so I do it because it just, there's such joy in it. There's such meaning in it.
Right, right.
That you don't get from the pagan stuff.
Exactly. I'm with you on that. I know what you mean.
And so, and you know, I had posted on Facebook, I was praying one night, because I try to do the 8 o'clock every night pray thing that, you know, some people started online. And one night I was just praying, and of course you want to say, you know, let us get, you know, help bring this to an end, get rid of this virus, get us back to normal. We're never going back to normal, okay?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
We're never going back to what we know is normal. But then suddenly words just started coming out of my mouth that just started coming out, and it was like, I pray for God's will to be done.
There you go. Okay.
Whatever that means, good or bad, yeah. God's will is to be done. Yet, do I pray that and hope that it's going to be over soon? Yes, I do. But is that His will? I don't know.
Right. Exactly.
I have to accept His will, whatever that is.
Yes. I'm with you. I know what you
and
mean.
So, I mean, I'm not saying we shouldn't pray for it to be over soon, but I'm telling you what, and you know this, we will never go back to what we have known as normal ever again.
That's right. Everything's changed.
Like somebody said, there's pre 9/11 and post 9/11.
Yep.
There's before 9/11, after 9/11, and it's going to be before coronavirus, after coronavirus. What that's going to be, we don't know yet.
You're right, Miss Connie.
But we have to prepare. We have to try to draw close to God and prepare.
I couldn't agree more.
All right. Well, I know other folks who want to call me.
Thank you.
Okay.
Take care. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to say that I've been listening to your program. Somebody told me to listen to it from 6 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's been really good. It's been really good.
Thank you.
So I want to say I appreciate that you took the time to do that. Let me share with you. I am Orthodox Jew.
Okay.
Okay. So yes, I do watch the Israeli live news from Israel.
Good.
And I have family there. So yes, I wanted to share with you. You know, Trump had written up what's called the deal of the century. If you Wikipedia, it will say it's a peace treaty. And was presented to Netanyahu. And Netanyahu said, hold off, you know, wait until the elections. Well, we're on our third election with Netanyahu. They have a tie. And, of course, they're wanting to make charges against him right now because they're making false claims, you know, they want him out of there.
Right.
And but he is, like the gentleman said before, he will be able to hold office, and then Gantz, the general of IDF, will take office and run it, but that's not a for sure thing.
Right.
That's not a for sure thing. So anyways, Trump wrote up this deal of the century, and it's a peace treaty. And if you go to templeinstitute.com, you'll be able to see where we're at about building the temple. We have everything. We're completely ready to do that. And Netanyahu said if he is elected, he plans on annexing from Jordan all the way down to Samaria.
Wow.
And he also mentioned to Trump, and I can't disclose where I got that from, but I know for a fact it was on the news as well, for the Israeli news channels, mm-hmm. that he said, you know, nothing holds them up from building the temple, but if he's elected, he told Trump to lay the peace treaty on the table. It'll get signed, because it has, if you compare everything in the peace treaty to what Trump wrote,
right,
they both go hand in hand. What's in scripture is in hand in hand with what Trump wrote.
Wow.
You follow what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, so everything that's in that peace treaty is everything scriptural.
Oh, my.
And
So
think about this. They've got this deal of the century. Look it up.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and keep an eye for that, and keep an eye on Temple Institute when we're going to start building the temple. Those are your two red flags right there.
You got it.
To look up, because I study the scriptures day and night. That's what my family does, but I do it. I love reading the scripture. A friend gave me a Bible a year ago, so I've been like studying it like all day, all night, both the Old and the New Testament. And I thought, wow, that's an eye opener to me.
Wow.
So, I just want to say that we are so close, because if we start building that, if the peace treaty gets signed.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And they're going to do it because the Palestinians want to continue to live in Israel. They want the same benefits as Israelis.
Sure.
That's all in the peace treaty. So both parties are happy. Both, you know, both the Middle East is happy. The United States is happy. They're going to make that agreement. But as you know, in the scripture, it says that peace treaty will be broken 1 week. A third of the world will die.
That's right.
But I also want to mention that when the temple is built, mm-hmm. when they're given the go-ahead to build that, you have 3.5 years they will be allowed to sacrifice before the Antichrist goes into the temple, defiles it by claiming he's God. So that will tell you how close to the end we will be. And I think it's going to be within the next year and a half that they're going to start building that temple, because we have the red heifer, we have all garments, we have all the priests, we have everything.
So the stones and everything.
We have everything.
The cornerstones, the cornerstones are cut.
The hewn stones.
The cedars, the timbers are cut, and everything already ready to go up.
Everything is ready. They know exactly where they're putting it as well.
Wow.
So and the city of David is actually right next to the dome. A lot of people don't know that is to the right. If you're facing the dome, it's to the right.
Right.
The city of David. But I also wanted to, I heard somebody say something about, I'm not sure the gentleman's name that's running the show, but he said when he hears them call the sons of Seth, he gets up and leaves the church.
That's me. Genesis 6.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's true. That's like, that would be compared to fake news.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I
look at it too. Because it's not B'nai Hanib'im. It's not that. It's not that at all.
Mm-hmm.
When it talks about B'nai Elohim, you know, it's and actually, if you look at the Jewish writings, what we have there is it's sons of injustice.
Sons of injustice.
That's what that means. I mean, Jewish words have different meanings,
right.
But you have to understand, and I grew up, that is sons of injustice.
Wow.
Watchers. And okay. If you know anything about watchers, we're going to go back to the Book of Giants. And they, you know, go back to Enoch when you talk about Enoch, right?
Yep.
So the two witnesses that will come back will be Elijah and Enoch.
We agree on that for sure.
Yeah, so if you want a description of the Antichrist, you go back to the Apocalypse of Elijah to chapters 3 and 5, and it'll give a clear description. It specifically states exactly what the Antichrist looks like.
Wow.
Does he have one eye?
Yeah. It will kind of throw you off.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be like, oh my God, is that Trump? But in the Jewish writings, if you do numbers, and I don't know, a lot of people do the numbers.
Right.
But in the Gematria, it does state that trumpet will bring in the Messiah.
Trumpet.
Trumpet. Yeah.
Got it.
You shorten it to Trump, right?
Exactly.
But it says that he will bring in the Messiah.
Oh, wow.
Gosh, you're just a wealth of
knowledge. And I have the Dead Sea Scrolls. I have the... I have everything. I have everything here that I read.
Wow!
And it's just.
Where have you been for the last 6 years?
You know, I love to study. I wish I knew somebody that would study with me, because I went to the University of Jerusalem.
Oh wow!
And I've just been studying these scriptures, and I want somebody to study with. I actually just bought my house in April, and I live out in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
But I've crawled a couple of times, but I don't know. I don't crawl that much.
Well, I appreciate
but
it.
I mean, like a friend of mine, I went in to get some chicken somewhere, and he said, he said, listen to this program.
So you're actually from the old country, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Well, give it time. Give it time.
Yeah.
So, and I'm actually an author as well, so.
Cool.
I just want to share with you that there's, like, so much. Let me see here in my, okay. I got to read this to you before I go off and read it. Got to go through. I read read, speak, and write Hebrew and Aramaic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, you're not. You want to hold? Yeah.
Stay here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read it to you.
Okay.
And this is from the Apocalypse, Elijah. Hang on. And the date is... And it's Coptic. It's a Coptic writing.
Okay.
And it goes back.
Go ahead.
First to the 3rd century CE. It says, "Behold, I have to translate.
Sure.
Behold, I will tell you the signs of the son of lawlessness." You know who that is?
Yes.
That would be the Antichrist.
Right.
"So that you might know him. He is," and then there's a text law, so I can't translate that. "A skinny-legged young lad having a tuft of gray hair at the front of his bald head. His eyebrows will reach to his ears. This is a leprous bare spot on the front of his hand."
Wow.
"He will transform himself in the presence of those who see him. He will become a young child. He will become old. But the signs of his head will not be able to change. Therein, you will know that he is the son of lawlessness. After these things, Elijah and Enoch will come down. They will lay down the flesh of the world, and they will receive their spiritual flesh. They will pursue the son of lawlessness and kill him, since he is not able to speak. On that day, he will dissolve in their presence like ice, which was dissolved by fire."
Wow. Wow.
That's the description of the Antichrist.
Right, right. Incredible stuff.
Hey, on another note, I've got a number I want to give you, you know, before you hang up, so don't hang up. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for the call. I am 2 breaks behind, so I got to go, but I don't want to end this call.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, thank you so much,
ma'am. Don't
hang up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You going to put her on hold?
Yeah.
Got it. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, it's just me, your friendly neighborhood.
Well, friendly neighborhood, you're going to have to hold on for a minute because I'm way behind.
Right.
Hold on for me, buddy. All right.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Bum, 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 Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. As a locally owned business, we are happy to announce we are still open, but with limited hours. The temporary hours are 10 to 6, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We are well stocked with mattresses in twin, full, queen, and king sizes. Several of our factories have closed, but I have three warehouses stocked with hundreds of mattresses and foundations. Special discounts are being given on much of my inventory while supplies last. Serta, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are on sale. Delivery is still available. With two showrooms on the Atlanta Highway, you do not have to worry about crowds, and our salespeople will respect your space. I still have to make room for construction workers to remodel our store in May, so many floor samples have been drastically reduced. Again, we are open temporary hours, 10 to 6, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We certainly appreciate your support. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is on the Atlanta Highway, across from the Dairy Queen.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, Marcus commercial, take one.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD. Wait, there's a typo. A no penalty CD? That can't be right.
No, that's right. No penalties. All right, take two.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7%. 1.7%?
Let's just get through the script, okay? Take three.
With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% on your money. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early. Come on, man. Even if you withdraw your balance early?
Look, if you're not going to read the script, I could just do it myself.
Okay. With a Marcus by Goldman Sachs no penalty CD, you get a fixed rate of 1.7% for 7 months on your money. There are no penalties if you withdraw your balance early and you keep the interest you earned. Wow, really?
Yes.
Sign up for a no-penalty CD today. You can money with Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Learn more at Marcus.com.
$500 minimum balance required to earn stated annual percentage yield, which may change before account is funded. May withdraw full balance beginning 7 days after funding. Rates as of March 20, 2020. Goldman Sachs Bank USA. Member FDIC.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going... But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
See there?
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest, he's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down, get ready, I'll give it to you in a minute.
Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Bum, 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 bum.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. As a locally owned business, we are happy to announce we are still open, but with limited hours. The temporary hours are 10 to 6, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We are well stocked with mattresses in twin, full, queen, and king sizes. Several of our factories have closed, but I have three warehouses stocked with hundreds of mattresses and foundations. Special discounts are being given on much of my inventory while supplies last. Serta, Beauty Vest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great brands are on sale. Delivery is still available. With two showrooms on the Atlanta Highway, you do not have to worry about crowds, and our salespeople will respect your space. I still have to make room for construction workers to remodel our store in May, so many floor samples have been drastically reduced. Again, we are open temporary hours, 10 to 6, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We certainly appreciate your support. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is on the Atlanta Highway, across from the Dairy Queen.
Mr. Sandman. Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham's Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. We've had some really good luck with the weather lately, and that's going to continue for just a little while longer. For tonight, I think we'll be mostly cloudy, but dry and milder. Overnight low temperature down to about 59. Tomorrow, still dry. High temperature in the low to mid-80s. Rain chances not zero, but only about 10%. And then on Monday, we'll be in the mid-80s. There's a risk of a shower during the day, but scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely Monday night into Tuesday and Wednesday. High temperatures well up in the 80s. An active weather week ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Hey there, welcome back to the program. We got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Was Kenny on two or one? I don't remember. One? Kenny. Kenny?
Well, hello there, Greg and Postman.
Greg?
Greg, excuse me, Terry.
Greg? Postman.
Hey, I've got Greg on my thing here. That's what it shows up as. Oh, so you got to forgive me.
That's okay. You can call me Greg. I don't mind.
No, that's a compliment. No.
I am not the voice of the River Region, but I appreciate it.
It might be the Budell building, but...
That's right. I am not Budell. Do not
anyway,
pretend to be.
That was my Freudian slip there.
That's okay.
An excellent program. I like that thing you played about an hour or so ago.
Yes.
You know, they were talking about it, you know, being a bioweapon, how all this stuff. We've been saying this, well, some of us have been saying it's been a bioweapon, or, you know, it was a bioweapon when we first heard about
it. Yes, absolutely.
Of course, you know, the other people are denying it. It's just a virus. I said, we've had viruses on the earth, you know, for forever. And nothing has caused the world to just completely shut down.
Exactly.
Like this. Amazing, though, you know, they talk about the number of deaths, but they never talk about those that have recovered from it, the number of people who have actually recovered from it.
You're exactly right.
Because it's better to talk about the deaths because that's how you keep people scared.
You better believe it.
You know, you can't say about, you know, the things that have people have motivated. Anyway, something came to me when I was outside cleaning my cymbals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking because my brother called me from North Carolina. He says, oh, you know, up in New York, all these tractor trailers are lined up, refrigerated, you know, in the bodies and stuff. And I got to thinking, what is so different about New York? You know, of course, everybody's packed in there.
Right.
But I said, okay, Chicago's a big city. L.A. is a big city. Tokyo is a humongous city.
Yes, it is.
How come they're not having the same, you know, number of deaths or even number of cases that, you know, New York has been reported to have?
Right.
And then something hit me. I don't know if you remember, it's been probably a couple of years or so ago, but you remember when they had that monument of, you know, to worship Baal?
The Baphomet, is that the one?
The one that they, you know, that ark?
Yes, you're right, yeah.
And New York City was one of the places that they brought it to?
It's like they're asking for it.
You know, and I got to thinking, like, well, okay, they were one. I think London was another one.
Yep.
But, you know, these people were sitting there, and, of course, hey, it doesn't have any real meaning. It's just symbolic. So it was a thought that came to me that, like, you know, God's saying, okay, you want to worship something, I'm going to give you something to think about.
Exactly.
But anyway.
That's good.
Just off the top of my head, it hit me that that was one of the cities that they paraded that thing around and had people, and, you know, a lot of people would look at that and think, well, it doesn't really mean anything. And who knows, the world leaders, because I forgot exactly where it was placed, was probably close to where the UN building is. Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't surprise me if they were all out there lined up bowing down to it because that's who they
worship. Exactly.
You know, so if the wrath of God has come upon them in the form of a virus, and yes, we are Christians and we're praying for it to end, you know, but just like I think it was, I can't think of her name they called earlier, you know, because she was saying, yeah, we want it to end, but this is all in God's time.
Miss Connie.
Connie, I couldn't remember. Okay. The fact that, yeah, he's going to let it run its course. Well, you know, Satan can only do what God allows him to do.
That's right.
So, you know, we're hoping as the church that maybe this is the time that the church will finally stand up and be the church, waking up and you know, get together. No more denominations. You know, we're supposed to be the church.
Right.
You know, so it could be a time of revival. Yes. You know, I always say whatever Satan has meant for evil, God is going to turn around for his, you know, for good, for his purpose and his glory.
That's right.
So this is what I, you know, and a lot of us really feel that way.
Yes, we do.
You know, I walk around here and people say, well, aren't you afraid? I said, no, the God did not give us a spirit of fear.
That's right.
So I don't have to be afraid of this because I know who I serve. And, but once again, you know, just like it says in Scripture, you know, you pray that you're found worthy to escape the thing. I tell people, if you think this is bad, you haven't seen anything.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I said, you have seen nothing that's going to come upon the earth because of, you know, basically man's disobedience and arrogance and everything.
Yep.
The one thing that worries me about Trump, you know, even though we pray for him and everything, I've noticed that a lot of times when he, you know, declares anything,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of pride.
Big time.
A lot of pride.
He's arrogant.
I'm the only one that could do this. I'm the only one that could do this. Nobody's ever been able to do this. I can. And it's like, okay, that's fine, but you better give some credit to God because that's who put you where you are.
Exactly. You're right.
That's who set you up in the seat that you're in, you know, for his purpose. So if you're going to start, you know, putting yourself before him, he's going to humble you, you know, and you won't see it coming.
Exactly. You're exactly right, Kenny.
So that's why when I pray for him, it's like I pray that that pride is just broken.
Yep.
You know, and he basically starts saying that we could not do this without Almighty God.
Yeah, he better start. Yeah, you're right.
You know, so that's just something that really caught my attention. Other than that, I was reading this thing about Dean Koontz in that book that he wrote. And, of course, CNN was sitting there, oh, he didn't predict anything. I said, well, it seems eerily odd. I never heard of the book until somebody mentioned it. I went online and was reading about it. And I said, isn't it kind of interesting that he picked the city?
Actually, he didn't.
Well, they say it was a Russian city, but...
Yeah, exactly. It got changed, and nobody will admit who changed it. Dean Koontz won't comment on it, and the public won't comment on it.
Somebody changed it.
Somebody knew this was coming, yes.
Of course. Look, this whole virus thing, you know, it's a setup.
It is.
You know, the powers that shouldn't be, like you said, they couldn't impeach him. They couldn't do anything to this man. So the economy was going great. Now you've just basically destroyed the whole world's economy.
Yep.
And if it doesn't rebound, then I really believe this is when that man of sin, that man of perdition, that person known as the Antichrist is going to pop up on the scene. It may not be exactly time for him yet.
It's close.
But it's getting close. Just like the lady that just talked to you, talking about they're building the third temple.
Yes.
All of this stuff is, everything's lining up.
It is. We're there, man. We're right on the cusp of the Great Tribulation.
So all of the Christians out there that are really listening, it's time to really start praying more and serving God and worshiping and just spending more time, including me, in the Word.
Amen.
Because we know what's coming.
Yep.
You know, but we still have to stand strong and basically believe that we're marked. Yes. So we're the ones that, you know, we're told of it. And what was it they were talking about? Now they want to blame Christians?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Certain people want to blame Christians? Well, we could see that coming, too.
Exactly, because, you know, we're going to go through it.
Well, you know, the tribulation, because, you know, Christ said, if they hate you, remember they hated me first.
That's right.
So if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you, and we're going to be easy targets.
Yeah, we are.
So, well, anyway, I know you're probably coming up on a break.
Of course.
Of course.
Are you the man,
you guys stay safe. You know, keep up the good work. The show is excellent.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And love you guys, and we'll talk to you later.
Love you too, Kenny. Take care, buddy. Good night. See you. Wow. And suddenly I don't have any calls. That was like a sudden rush of calls. Love Kenny. Kenny's a great guy. Otherwise known as Lonnie the Black Klansman. Lonnie from Gunner, in case you didn't know that. But yeah, that was a great call earlier. It really makes you wonder about Trump. Anna, the prophetess that I get emails from, I don't know, once or twice a week these days, she sent me one maybe 6 months ago saying that she believed Donald Trump to be the Antichrist, and I dismissed it totally, and I argued with her about it. I'm not so sure anymore. I don't know. If he's going to be the man of perdition or not, I don't know. We'll see pretty soon, evidently, because we're right there on the... They got the temple, everything ready to go, so... we're right there on the cusp of it. Anyway, we'll see. Well, let's go ahead and hit our last, this is unreal, our last break of the night. It's been a fast show. It always is when we start getting into this stuff. But I'll be back. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Y'all come back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are five ways to sell it fast. Number one, price it to sell, not to sit. Number one reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number five, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details on selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, equal housing lender.
At Pig Enterprises, your health and safety are top priority for us. We've not only heightened our cleaning and sanitizing procedures, both inside the office and inside our vehicles, but we are now able to work with you digitally, making the car buying process even more convenient. Plus, we will even deliver your vehicle right to your driveway, sanitized and ready to ride. Our team at Pig Enterprises has taken the necessary steps to ensure you and your family remain healthy, all while getting you that squeal of a deal you deserve. Shop our inventory of quality pre-owned vehicles online at your leisure. Apply for financing and work through the entire vehicle buying process via online, text, email, or phone. It's your vehicle buying experience. Make it what you want when you need it. Life may look a little different right now, but life doesn't stop. Check us out at PIGGENT.com for all of your vehicle buying needs, and we will see you when we deliver. That's PIGGENT.com. Come to Pig Enterprises and get a squeal of a deal.
Hey, welcome back to the waning moments of Clear and There. I was just telling Postman I'm leaving the show more confused than I was when I started the show. All right, Bo. Hey, Bo, you're on the air.
Hey, my friends. Thanks for taking my call, brother.
You're welcome.
Hey, I was listening to the... What was the lady's name that said she was the Orthodox
Jew? Sahar.
Sahar.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear anything mentioned about the peace accord or the peace deal or whatever the deal is that they were making up, because I thought, and correct me if I'm wrong, that it included splitting up Jerusalem and making it a two-part state where the Palestine would have part of Jerusalem for their capital and Israel would have part of Jerusalem for its capital. Is that not right?
Yeah. She talked about that the thing that Trump did that the Palestinians have already rejected. And the way that I took it was that is the agreement that they're going to sign, and in 3.5 years, we're going to find out who the man of perdition is because he's going to violate it. That's the impression
I
got.
To me, the splitting of Jerusalem would be anti-biblical because, you know, God is pretty firm on, you know, if anybody splits up Israel, that... You know, that country will be split or something like that. I'm just kind of winging it off the cuff. I'm not exact, you know.
Gotcha.
Quoting it exactly as it is. Yeah, but, yeah, you can't split up Jerusalem and make that biblical. I just don't see how you could do that.
Gotcha. I don't know. I've got to study that more because, to be honest, I don't know.
Yeah, what about you, Postman? What you know about it?
Not a whole lot, you know what I'm saying? But as far as the actual agreement, you know, I just read and understood what was there, you know what I'm saying? Because this part of the prophecy is going to be done in secret. It's going to be covert, and we're not going to actually know what really happened until the aftermath of it. And
that's
then
what I'm afraid of too.
And then because a lot of people are waiting on that's a marker in time. That's a definite marker in time.
You better believe it.
Yeah,
it's to do the what they call the peace treaty.
Yep.
Because we know, you know, they'll say peace.
Yep. They'll
and
lie.
Then yeah, because I mean that's not gonna. I just don't see that happening because. That's not a peaceful people, in my opinion. And I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Throughout my lifetime, I haven't seen any peace come from them.
Amen.
Not that I could see, but anyway, that's interesting. I love Israel. I love the history and all that. And my Savior walked God and my Savior walked that land over there.
That's right.
Like Thomas said, my God and my Savior, and he didn't have it wrong.
No.
My Lord and my God, that's what he said.
That's right.
And he didn't have it wrong.
Nope.
If he would have had it wrong, the Lord would have corrected him.
Yeah, yes, he would have.
So, anyway, but I wanted to say a little bit about this Wuhan thing. You know, George Webb is very, very well-schooled in all these different diseases and virology and all these different labs and all this stuff, and it is very technical. I mean, I can listen to it 2 and 3 times and still just get the outer edges of it and not, you know, be able to track that well with the info he's putting out there.
I understand.
But one of the things he said was that they have developed, he believes they have developed a aerosol, and he's thinking that there's one of these high-level operatives that's involved in one of these techno bands or whatever, and they're using their fogging system, you know, how they make smoke on the stage?
Yes.
To put some of it out. He said Milan was one of their test runs, and it wound up being one of the hot spots.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and of the outbreak. And that also he believes that it's a possibility they're putting it in some of these vapes.
Yeah, that makes sense, too. I mean, vapes just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and he said that the vapes, I mean, the aerosol is, what it does is it goes in, and like you were saying earlier, that your immune system is immune to it, whatever. But what this stuff does is it goes in and finds it creates a back door to the human immune system, and it puts in these viruses, and these viruses are dormant
until activated.
Yeah, and so they don't come out. It's not like a, you know, it's not like a thing that just pops up, because that would be, you know, kind of like suspect.
Yeah, it'd be pretty obvious.
Yeah, so anyway, the information he's putting out there is just phenomenal. If anybody really wants to study about these different level 4 bioweapons labs, and then the one that we have in Fort Detrick, and he mentions a couple of more places that are, you know, working together, you know, with all this stuff. So it's just a lot of information that, you know, floating around out there.
Tons of
them. And the 5G, you know, he doesn't really tie a lot of the 5G into it, but we have to wonder about it.
You know, I got a video from a friend while I was on this last break, and on that video, the guy's talking about what people are experiencing is not a virus. It basically, the COVID-19 or whatever this stuff is a shell. What they're experiencing is basically poison. They're being poisoned by the frequencies that's coming from 5G, your smart meter, and all the other crap. Or that's the way our body's responding to it. And I got to tell you, you really got to wonder about that. I do.
It's tricking our DNA or whatever. And something to do. I know y'all had got on that RNA thing, but it's doing something with that, too. I don't really understand that.
Well, we know they want to destroy anything and everything of God.
It's the mitochondria is what you're trying to...
That's it.
Yeah, so exactly. What they're doing is they're destroying arguably God's greatest creation. That's us.
And you brought up something, too, Terry, and I'm a witness of this, where you said they were supposed to have us some in-ground... fiber optic cable and all that kind of stuff for our internet, instead they made the case that the 5G is cheaper.
Yes.
Well, I've been in on some of that.
Really?
I've been in on a deal where the people were gonna put out this like $16 million to run a fiber optic to X, you know, point or whatever.
Right.
And then these people, these engineers, let's just say, got together, and they said, well, we can do it for $80,000. And they're like, well, have at it.
Exactly.
And that's what they did. They popped up those 5G signals.
There's a lawsuit pending right now.
And so I'm helping to install it, Terry. So,
really?
So I'm like, you know, what is it doing to my sales, you know?
Oh, my. I didn't know that.
Well, I mean... Yeah, I'm a little bit on the fringes of it, but I'm not going to be specific.
Don't.
I'm not going to give any specifics. I'm just telling you what you were saying was accurate, because they were like, well, yeah, we'll run this cable, you know, 16 mil, you know, this fiber optics, and you'll have all the, you know, the internet, high speed internet you need to run this equipment.
Right.
And they were like, au contraire, we can do it for like $80,000. And they're like, really? And so, boom, there it was.
Yep. I'm sure the government's helping them, paying them a spiff for doing it.
Yeah, so, I mean, people in kind of high positions, it makes them look really smart and really good.
Yeah, save money.
And it's like, and then these other guys, they're kind of like, yeah, but look at the time that would have been involved in you doing all this underground cabling, and we've got it done in virtually overnight.
Yep, they're doing it as we speak.
Yeah, in like a comparison, if you're comparing apples and oranges, you know. So,
right.
Anyway, I just wanted to, you know, validate and verify, you know, your claim on that, because I've been in on some of that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Well, God bless, and I was really interested in hearing from the Orthodox Jewish lady, and I hope she, you know, continues to call in and add something to the show, because she definitely added something tonight.
You better believe it, man. I didn't want to have to go on break, but I had to. I was two breaks late.
Yeah, now you got Frank and you got her, you know, to kind of compliment one another's knowledge base.
And Miss Connie, who was...
I heard her, too. Oh, I wanted to make a real quick comment about her. She said, you know, I've been praying God's will.
Exactly.
Well, me and my wife were going to get some water from a place where we go get water, you know, spring water.
Yeah.
And so I was telling her, I said, well, maybe you ought to say a little prayer, because we don't know if there's going to be lines out, you know, everywhere, you know, trying to get it.
Right.
And so she said, this is what she prayed. She said, I pray God's will be done.
There you go.
And I was like, whoa. So we went down there, and sure enough, it was this long line. So he's like, well, let's go to this other place. You know, maybe it won't be. So we went to the other place, long line, and I was like, man, I'm not. And so I said, let's just go back and see what it's like at the other place. So we went back. It was only one vehicle, and they were getting through. And I was like, God's will.
There you go. Gotta love it. Good call, buddy.
All right, brother. We love y'all. Keep up the good work.
Take care.
All right. God bless.
Same to you. It's been an interesting show. Like I said, I'm leaving here much more confused than I was when I got here, and I was very confused when I got here. So
all I know, the second half just went by at warp speed.
Oh, my God, it did. Like, we need, Mr. Peters, can we have, like, 4 more hours every Saturday night? Oh, my goodness. You know, we don't know what's going to happen this week, folks. This may be the last time you ever hear our voices on the radio. We just don't know. We don't know what Kay Ivey's going to do. You know, right now, radio is considered essential, so if I get stopped on the way home, I have a little piece of paper that I show the cops. And you know, who knows what's going to happen this week? It's just people's response to this is freaking me out more than this. This doesn't scare me at all. I have more gallons. I don't care what happens as far as this stuff goes to me. I care about what it does to my mother and other people that I love, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm not afraid in the least. I couldn't care less. That's just my opinion. You know, I don't get sick. Knock on wood, I just don't get sick anymore. This is bad enough as it is, but I don't get any other kind of sickness.
Yeah.
That's just kind of how it works. And I don't pretend to understand it, but that's just kind of how it works. It's been a good show, Postman.
Yeah, it has.
Like you said, you know, zipping through the days with lightning speed, as the Rolling Stones would say, and that's exactly what we did, zip through the night with lightning speed. Folks, I love each and every one of you. Remember, spirituality is where it's at. They won't let you assemble in church. When two or more are gathered in my name, I'm there also. So get with your fellow Christians, even if you got to do a conference call on your cell phone, and you guys sit down and you talk to the Creator and you ask Him, Father, your will be done. Take care of us. We love you, you know? Foster a relationship with your Creator. That's truly what everything is all about.
Yeah, and remember, folks, I've said this early on the program, fear is their